rod of correction. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you that it is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, it is the rock, Yeshua, our salvation, in which we uphold his teachings and commandments. We know his will and walk in his ways, in our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. This is a rod of my anger, the raising of Raza. I'm going to be taking some sections out of Amos. It's about the rod of correction. My initial text is from the church in, pardon me, Thyatira, Revelation 2:26. And we'll start at verse 24. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, to those who do not hold to this teaching, that's Jezebel, to commit sexual immorality and sexual sin and food sacrifice to idols. Those who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some people call the deep things of the adversary, I say that I'm not loading you up with another burden, only hold fast until to what you have until I come. To him who wins the victory and does what I want until the goal is reached, I will give him authority. Okay, that's you. Okay, this is only for those who overcome, who get the victory, who hold fast until they reach the goal. Then I will give him authority over the nations. He will rule them with a staff of iron, the iron rod, the iron staff, and dash them to pieces like pottery, bringing the imprecatory judgments of God, releasing them, and then God smashes the nations. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star. Those who have ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. This is the rod of iron, iron rod, the rod of God's correction. So, we have been in the book of Amos.